As the bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, makes its way through Congress, some entrepreneurs say the federal health insurance marketplace, you know, the exchanges, has been a big help to them in the past few years, helping startup companies recruit and retain talent. Well, now some tech industry leaders are worried that could change. Ashley Lopez from Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin reports.
Mason Hale started a small tech company in Austin about 6 years ago. It's called Swimtopia. It's a website that helps people manage competitive swim teams.
Most people aren't aware of like how complicated it is, but most teams are over 100 kids, and keeping track week by week who's going to be at the meet, who's not, what events they're going to swim, not to mention organizing all the parent volunteers it takes to run a swim meet.
Hale's startup helps keep track of all this for teams in about 40 states, but Swimtopia is still a small company. It has 6 employees right now, a mix of full-time and part-time. And like other startups, getting off the ground has been tough. Hale says it's a lot of work and a lot of risk.
And that's terrifying enough without having to worry about healthcare.
Before Obamacare, Hale's company was too small to get a good insurance rate for him or anyone he hired. But because of the law, the federal government created a health insurance exchange. It's been running in Texas for about 4 years now. Through it, insurance companies sell plans directly to consumers. It gives people like Hale the ability to buy insurance while they build a business.
It really gets down to this idea of personal freedom, like you have having the freedom to go start something new, to go take a risk, really kind of to pursue that American dream, where for a lot of people they're chained to their job because they have to have health care, or at least they were. And I'm concerned about the idea of going back to the way it was.
Republicans in Congress say they plan on repealing Obamacare. They've said they might replace it with something else. In the meantime, folks like Hale are afraid this could stymie innovation in places like Austin, which hosted a lot of startups during the Obama years. And the main reason is that Obamacare made it easier for people like Hale to recruit people like Andrew Eike.
I am a video game developer here in Austin, Texas.
Eike now works for a virtual reality startup. It's the second startup he's worked for so far. Before that, he says he used to work for Booz Allen Hamilton, a huge consulting company. Eike says it's only after Obamacare that he even considered working in startups.
That's one of probably the biggest factors that gave me the confidence to leave, you know, the safety net of Booz Allen Hamilton and go into the startup world.
Eike says a lot of talent has flowed through Austin since the marketplace started. He adds that being able to bring the right people in early makes those startups more successful in the long run.
Startups aren't just their founders, right? They're founders, and then they're like the first 5 or 10 people that are willing to quit their job and follow the founder.
Both Eike and Mason Hale say convincing people to leave behind their jobs and benefits and come work for a startup could get a whole lot harder if the option of getting health insurance is taken off the table. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.